There is a saying, you only know what you got when you have lost it. I'm remembering this saying because I remember when I went on the disappearance of my exalted spiritual master to the Bhaktivedanta ashram and participated in a very nice and sobering but also inspiring ceremony where we celebrated Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. One devotee who had been very close to Srila Prabhupada as his assistant had said, now where Srila Prabhupada has left us, by the way, that's already 44 years or so back, now I can see much better what I didn't see then. I can see the treasures which he has given us. And then his mood changed into something very hopeful, which I would like to share with you. He continued by saying, I think it is now time to just go through all the gifts, all the various instructions, all the hints, all the projects and all the deep insights which Srila Prabhupada has given us, and then discover the vastness of his teachings. Another devotee told a very nice experience he had with Srila Prabhupada in Melbourne. Prabhupada had just woken up from his noon nap and he came to where the devotees were, that room, and he was in a mood and he said, I am thinking about a letter I received today. In the letter, the writer was saying that I am the most fallen, I am very insignificant and low, but I have a great problem. Then Prabhupada stopped and looked at the devotees and said, just see. Srila Prabhupada had seen an inconsistency in thinking, and let us say weak or a neophyte spirituality. How can someone who's insignificant have anything more than insignificant problems? How can someone who is low have anything else than just normal situations to deal with? And then Prabhupada became very serious. He said, I wish I could train each one of my disciples personally. For me, this is the ongoing greatness of Srila Prabhupada. I have seen in my encounters with him that he was indeed very personal. That means he was interested in my welfare. He was interested that my understanding was correct. He wanted the best for me. And it is with this motivation that Srila Prabhupada has left us many instructions, much wisdom, wonderful projects and opportunities, which when we explore them and go a little bit for them, we will discover there is a whole life in front of us, an unlived life, a life of unending possibilities. Because believe it or not, whenever you connect with one of these instructions of Srila Prabhupada, you will also get the strength and the empowerment to follow these instructions. This is what I learned on Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day.